Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy, right around the big brown land, wherever you are listening. A big hello to you. Top of the morning.
Top of the afternoon.
Whatever.
You can say whatever.
I'm out of bed about half an hour now.
Good for you.
A massive show we've got.
Oh, my God. It's jumping out of its skin today.
Let's talk guests first. Rob Thomas is going to be playing live here in the studio.
Not in the studio,
just the other side of that glass. Mm. There. Have you made a request?
I've made a request, but I wanted him just to play what he wanted to play himself. I'm going to make him let him choose.
No flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, today. Same to you. Straight back at you.
Who? What? I'm going to flirt with Andy Lee.
Well.
Who's also on the program.
Andy's coming in.
He's just got back from overseas. Plenty to talk about.
He's been at a wedding, I believe.
He's on Talking About Your Generation. Is that tonight?
Yes. 7:30.
There you go. Plenty going on in the world. Hey, we've got our new segment trending now.
There's
so much stuff to talk about.
We couldn't bundle it into one thing.
So just strap yourself in. There's some weird stuff coming down
there
the pike.
There is, including a Hemsworth. Can you believe their luck? Is there when there's a major incident at a school canteen? They're on canteen duty.
Oh,
it sounds suspicious to me.
Sounds suspicious. Sounds like a setup.
I'm into it.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Pauline Hanson's gone berserk.
Pauline Hanson has, and I've got news on A Married at First Sight, the stage show.
Oh, no way, really?
Oh, yes.
That is the end of life theatre.
Yeah, done.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. There's so much more to do today, but let's start at the top. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, David.
Pinching a punch, first of the month.
No, you can't do it after midday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the rules. Yes.
Really?
Oh, but
April Fools,
thank you anyway.
Thanks for ruining the show straight off the top.
Apologies, everyone.
What's a pinch and a punch mean anyway?
It's what you traditionally do on the first of the month.
First of May.
Oh, it probably will involve someone dying.
That's true.
That's what it usually harks back to the olden days when someone's burnt at a stake.
Yeah. Or at nanny state these days, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
No, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
If you either pinch or punch me, mate, it'll be on in
here. Yeah,
it
you and whose army.
It will be on like Donkey Kong. Hey, how are you, by the way? Did you get home safely? I was worried about you.
Oh, with my car?
Yeah.
You had no petrol in your car and you...
No, thanks to James, who I thought was going to fill it up with petrol for me, full tank.
Yeah,
that would have been really handy. He said, I'll sort that. Well, he hasn't got a license, so he couldn't even drive it.
Oh.
But he went to the...
How much petrol did he put in it?
He put 8 litres...
Okay.
Was it 8 or 18, something like that? He went and got and bought a jerry can, which is plastic, by the way.
He had your credit card.
He had my credit card. He took a taxi down to the servo.
So he paid for the cab.
Yep.
He's paid for a jerry can. He bought my burger rings.
You burger rings and a mag.
Yeah.
And some fags.
Yeah.
Did he get those as well? Yeah. Hey, that was all on my card.
Yep.
Mate,
that's the way it works.
Pay up, buddy.
Mm.
So the good news is I'm still low. Because I haven't.
Tell me you've got petrol. Oh, Jane.
I had a roomie.
Listen, I'm busy.
I had a roomie that you went out, had a couple of drinks, and had to leave your car here anyway.
Oh, that's not true.
Is that not true?
Well, you were full of it. You were with me, and you're a clown. I drove you. I drove you to the premises. Hey, you know what? I didn't get around to doing it today because I was doing a photo shoot. Do I look like I've got a bit of makeup on?
No, you always look radiant.
What did you say like that?
You look...
What? I look what?
Pasty. Is that a word?
That's the light.
Are you searching for a word to be flattering about my appearance?
I'm just saying you look macabre. Is that...
No.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Macabre.
Pasty.
Pasty. Is it Halloween? Well, you've got your big raccoon-y kind of eyes.
Wow. You're really throwing out the compliments.
It's called a smoky eye.
Is that it?
Smoky turnip. Eye.
Smoky eye.
It's a smoky eye, and I've got false eyelashes on.
Right now it's a bit stinky.
Yes, it is.
Fake false eyelashes on?
Yes, just little individual ones.
Right.
Do you know about that?
Did the photo shoot coincide with Rob Thomas?
She just batted her eyes.
I'm practicing for Rob Thomas.
Did you notice the last time when Kevin Pearson was in here, she'd come from a
photo shoot
as well?
Well.
And she had all her makeup on, and she looked a million bucks.
You did?
Now Rob Thomas saunters.
Well, that's a great coincidence, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
And I'm all made up. My hair's been blow dried.
Is that a new top?
Yeah. No, it's the one I pull out sometimes when I need a bit of pop. That's what we call it. Anyway, I'm feeling good.
All right. Good. Here we go. Hey, well, we've got someone's got to follow up on pinching a punch. Have we got him there?
Peter?
Let's get to the bottom of this. Peter, what happened?
G'day, mate. It's quite simple. The follow-up to pinching a punch for the first of the month is a good swift kick for being so quick.
Well, there you go. Mick's going to jump over and give Dave a big swifty.
Right in the ghoulie.
Peter, what does it mean? Why do you have to give people a pinch and a punch? Do you know?
Just because you can.
Oh, mate, don't make it up. Come on. I was expecting better than from you.
Just because you can.
There's got to be some reason. Come on, I'm going to Google it.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. Hey, when we come back after this, we're going to talk about trending now topics. There's a lot out there, including Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. She's
not again. We're not going to spend another minute.
She's trending.
We've dedicated enough to her.
Okay, we're here thanks to the HSV. The Chevrolet Silverado does everything big, very big.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, guys!
Have you seen this?
Baby, it'll blow your mind.
Geez, you're trending like crazy.
You're gonna blow up the internet.
Kennedy Malloy's trending now.
What does pinch and a punch mean? I've looked it up on the Google machine. According to Old England Times, I knew it would be involving this. It involves witches, of course. People thought that salt would make a witch.
That's the look you're sporting to. That's trying to put my finger on.
I knew you would finally. I knew as soon as I said the word witch, I was gone.
What photos were you doing, by the way?
Yeah. For the show, probably.
For the show, to promote the show.
Right.
You just won't need it.
And my invitation to the photo shoot just got lost in the mail,
did it? I think the record will show that you're just, it's a bit tedious to interview.
Have you gone your own way again?
Oh,
he's got another two-page spread from Kennedy.
I can't help it that. It's for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Michael Lallo interviewed me, and he just wanted me. What
a bit lowbrow for me.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I prefer Picture and People magazine.
You say that again.
That's my time to shine. Yeah. So what were the photos? What were you doing? Showing off? I bet you're really hammy. You got a big...
Bet you I wasn't.
So you put on a funny hat.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, here she is. Comedy's first lady.
I might have
done a big picture of you.
I might have attempted to put some thought into the
ideas. There'll be a happy one, and then there'll be a sad one with you sitting on a stool looking out a window with rain on it.
Well, funny you should say that.
Having a cup of coffee with a tear in your eye, like how hard it is. My personal struggles.
Oh, this is all going to backfire on you, isn't it? Because I might have done a picture where I'm sitting very lonely on a big couch by myself. See, you don't know what I'm doing, do you?
I do. Can I say what I think it is?
Yeah.
Is it Melania Trump photo?
Is it? Yes. I was trying to say to the photographer, I just want to sit on the very end with the rest of it. And he goes, but why wouldn't you sit in the middle? I said, because I have to look like I've got no friends.
Yeah. No friends. Yeah. And did you have like a 50 people taking photos
no.
of you?
No. No. It's just influenced by, anyway.
So what are you? Are you an influencer or something? Do I get a mention?
No.
What do you say? Tell me what
I'm
you
just
say.
Trying to think if I mention you.
Oh, you mole.
I think your name might
I wouldn't have got a mention, though.
Well, that's fair enough.
I'm pretty sure, Dave, you did get a mention.
Dave, last time I looked, you weren't on the poster.
That's right. Had to rub it in.
Remember the time on our first publicity shoot and you got stuck into Dave?
I didn't get stuck into Dave.
Yeah, right. Dave's not here because he's not really
it was your lap around Australia, that's right, and I didn't get an invite and everyone's going, where's Dave? Oh, he's not important. Is
I did not say that. Gosh, you guys have been putting words in my mouth all week.
Changed already. Look at you. What? Look at you with your raccoon makeup.
I haven't changed. I am who I am and I should be respected for who I am and it's all starting to come my way.
You know you look a bit like?
This will be good.
Gypsy Rose. When you were doing horoscopes, what were you doing?
Gypsy Jane. I thought you were about to say Gypsy Rose Lee. There's no business. Like, she was a hack and an alcoholic.
Cheryl Lee Rose, I would have thought.
I beg your pardon. Like you take that back. Anyway,
what do you got?
Pinch and a punch for the first of the month. Witches.
What does it mean?
The thought was you get a pinch of salt, chuck it on the witch. And then you punch her, lights out, because apparently salt
makes... You punch your lights out?
Yeah, then because witches don't like salt.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm not a witch.
Surely they should just cut down. Well, there's no need to punch him in the face.
Right. Yeah. Let's get on to what's trending.
Let's get on to the big one. This was hilarious last night.
I've never seen anything like it.
Having a meltdown. Trending now, Pauline Hanson. and her breakdown on a current affair.
She had a terrible day yesterday and it was met with news because of her nut job mate, Steve Dixon, who'd been to your joint in New York.
Scores, strip club in New York.
And was lewd. You know what? People,
I mean, that's your job when you go to a strip club, can I say?
It's not to be disgusting to the clients, to the girls who work there. He was just racist. He was disgusting.
Again, I'm just going to point out, he is part of One Nation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's doing his job.
Right. Well, anyway, poor Pauline. Let's just hear her unleashed. This is the most honest I've got
she's
to tell
lost
you.
It. She's lost it.
No, she's the most honest I've ever heard a politician, by the way. Listen to Tracy trying to just deal with it.
I see farms that have been forced off the lands, kids no hope of future. And people are hoping, praying that I'm going to be the voice for them. And I couple the all the time and I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. Kevin Rudd goes to a strip joint. You've got Craig Thompson using the credit card of the unions in a brothel, but they just sail through it. No, let's give Pauline Hanson a kick in the guts.
Why are you still in it? Why are you still in it? Look at you. Why don't you walk? Look at what it's doing to you.
I've copped it more than once. And I keep getting up and I'll have another go. Until the people don't want to vote for me.
I just have no words.
She's talking in tongues. What's happening? She's broken down. She doesn't
That's exhausting for her. It's extraordinary television, actually it was. And again, Tracy couldn't say anything except what the...
Yeah, why are you still doing it?
She should marry Clive Palmer and they should have babies.
Do you think people are going to vote for One Nation?
No, and the idea that kids are going out there to vote for her is the lamest, naffest idea I've ever... Sorry that she's feeling terrible.
Yes, I mean, I'm not mocking her tears.
She has to keep doing it
because the
kids need someone to vote for is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
She's been at it a long time, I must say, hasn't she? A long time.
So long. She's sick of it.
She was furious.
I have to say, I've heard that tone before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I hear that tone, it reminds me of certain points in my childhood. Oh, really? Okay, listen, we've got plenty more to get through.
Oh, yes, we have.
So we'll come back and do it.
Idea.
There's a lot more stories trending now.
Then Rob Thomas to play live.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I just saw Rob Thomas walk through the studio. He's in the building and performing live for us on Kennedy Malloy. I reckon about 20 minutes away. You want to hang around for that.
Jane's on heat.
I beg your pardon. Don't say that. I just want to say this now when he's not in the room. Right. Please don't embarrass me.
I'll be on my best behaviour.
No, come on, don't. I really don't trust you today. Well, I don't trust you anytime.
By the way,
you know what I mean?
So let's go back to your photo shoot.
Yeah.
So you've gone and had a photo shoot without me. And
well,
now
you've done
doing,
that. You've done some without me.
No, listen to me.
What?
And now you're doing the stuff that we do together, like when we're on posters and stuff. So now you're out there doing.
No.
So you've cut me out.
No, there
so,
was no.
So, you know, Dave, we would go and we'd be on the Titanic and it'd be the two of us and there we'd be Top Gun and be the two of us.
I just gave the idea
We did Melania and Trump.
Yeah.
And we did that. And now all of a sudden Trump's gone.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be in the papers on your
own.
As a
lonely person.
And
a lonely girl.
Is it just the show that's going to be called Kennedy? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, it's got a nice strong ring to it. Speaking of new shows,
it's got a smell of death.
Just don't embarrass me, is what I say.
He's listening.
He's
not,
behind
is he?
He's looking
right
at you.
No.
Do not turn around.
I bet you he's not.
Turn around.
He's right.
There he is.
So embarrassing.
I'll settle her down, Rob. By the time you're on, she'll settle down.
I'm so much cooler than you think I am, Rob.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I am.
He was right behind.
Oh, God.
Hey, I've got one. So,
is this the same one?
No, it's a baby name. So I'm going to talk baby name. Royal baby names.
Oh, yeah.
So we. This is trending now. Yep. This is the big topic. They're closing bets down at the moment.
This has made you angry, this suggestion, hasn't it?
Well, we had this discussion yesterday when Diana was the top of the pops for the name if it's a girl. Mm. And we said, how stupid is that? There's already been a Princess Diana.
A very well-known Princess Diana.
One who's hard to
the
get around.
The only one,
Yeah. And I thought, that's a dumb idea. Yeah, start with a clean slate, fresh air. So now the favourite name is Grace.
Well...
Princess Grace.
Yeah, right. Try having another one.
Well, who will forever be known as the ugly one.
Now I know what you're saying.
Princess Grace.
Because she's the most one of the most beautiful women in the world.
In the world, ever.
And she's the beautiful Princess Grace. Yeah. You can't have Princess Grace Mark too, because
here she comes,
you're
Princess Grace. Well, the skanky one. You know,
the disappointing one.
The not quite right one. You know, the one
the,
with
the slightly.
The one who's slightly inbred. On with the pumpkin head.
The ranger.
Ranger. Could be a ranger.
You no, can't you can't have Princess Grace,
have
Grace
Princess
the ranger.
Grace.
No.
He's a ranger.
Yes, she can.
Oh, you can.
No, we cannot have Princess Grace of, where are they from? Southport.
If that baby's a ranger, I bet you never see it.
It's a horrible thing.
That's
out,
why,
out
that's why that she's going to.
Straight to Ireland. Straight to Ireland. Straight to the Galway coast.
Straight to Ireland. With the rest of them, all right.
There'll be a little bucktooth redhead running around the Galway.
Let's see how long it's going to take for this baby to be born. I wish I'd hurry up. All right, I've got some showbiz news for you.
Princess Grace.
This is remarkable news.
Oh, what have you got?
Australia's Got Talent, Channel 7.
Yes, so great. You work My alma mater. Yes. Mm-hmm. Doing Channel a great 7. Job, they are.
An all-star judging panel has just been announced.
For what?
For Australia's Got Talent, the judging panel.
Hey.
Do you not listen to a word I say?
Take that tone out of your voice.
God's sake, it's very simple.
Right, what's going on? Who is it?
Okay, you ready? We got Lucy Durack, who's a fabulous star of
singer,
stage and
triple
screen.
Threat, yep. Singer, great dancer. Girl. Yep.
Shane Jacobson, AFI winning actor, director, writer.
Good guy.
We know, great guy.
Kenny.
Nicole Scherzinger, who actually sings in the theme song that we've got.
Who's Nicole Scherzinger?
Oh, she's in the Pussycat
Doll. Pussycat Doll, yeah.
She's hot.
She's
hot. Pussycat Doll.
You would know.
Yeah, and she just sings in the theme with Slash's song with Alice Cooper, the theme of our Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
And that other fantastic judge to judge Australia's Got Talent, Manu. Manu.
Well, Manu's got talent.
Manu from.
What if, yes, Manu from My Kitchen Rules.
Well, all I can say, all I want to say about that is.
So disappointed right now. This is ridiculous.
Sorry, what am I? Chop liver?
What?
Why did they not ask me?
Oh, you.
Come on, Jane.
Manu is a cook.
Okay.
Pardon, a chef.
Can I say something? You go near a kitchen and you'd burn yourself. Now.
I don't need to. Who cares? I don't want to be a cook. I want to judge talent. It's Australia's Got Talent. I mean, Manu, I know he's been on TV for a while, but I'm curious with that choice. Someone's got photos.
God. Oh.
Jesus. What's wrong with you today?
Nothing's wrong with me.
You really are.
I find that a bizarre choice anyway.
Why? Well, he's good. He sounds good too. He's got
but you
a
might as well just get
there.
Any old bloke from, you know,
Manu's
from the fish
talent.
And chip shop to sit there and go,
hang on.
Yeah, you're all right.
Manu doesn't make fish and chips. He's a
he's a chef.
He's a hatted chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with judging people who sing and dance?
Because he has talent. He's in the talent pool.
Mm.
He's bringing to the table his.
Oh, you're just sucking up to him because you're on Channel 7.
Oh, that's
you just
your
want to protect. You just want to protect your own.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you should go on it. That's what you should do.
I don't want to go on
it.
No,
you should try out. See if, see what you got. See if there's.
Hey, I think.
No, we're going to have to go to a break.
Yes. We will, because I've got more news of a stage show.
Yeah.
Married at First Sight.
We're going to do this and then Rob Thomas.
Yes.
After that.
Not far away. The great Rob Thomas in town, in studio soon. Then Andy Lee in the second hour.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just heard what song Rob Thomas is going to perform. I can't wait. We'll keep it a surprise, but it's not
good
far
idea.
Away.
Let's
you
keep it a surprise.
It. Huge.
A bit like
coming up.
Serenade. Really.
Will too.
Do you see Jane brushing her hair in the.
And a flick too. Little.
I said
like
openly
woman.
To you.
You told me once.
It's nice manners.
You told me once the hair flick is a sign from a girl that you are on.
Yes, it is.
If a girl stands in front of you and flicks her hair.
That's what they used to do on Married at First Sight.
It's game on.
Yeah.
That's a green light.
That girl, see, I've already forgotten her name. Thank God, from Married at First Sight, the blonde one that used to go like that.
You've got some
with
news.
Those big
you've got
trout pout.
Married at First Sight
I have.
News.
The
trout pout. What was her name?
Oh, see?
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's great. I've forgotten her name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yep. Married at First Sight, the stage show. Oof. For all those people who wanted to see more of Married at First Sight, stars, in inverted commas, Melissa, Mick, Cyrell, Ning, and last year's bad boy, Dean, to host it. Yes, touring around this country. You can go and find out everything that went behind the scenes. Or can you? because just days after it was announced, it's been cancelled.
Wow, that's quick.
I am kid you not.
Hey, this is the end. You know what? I looked at that bunch and I said, you know what they need to do? Mm. Tread the boards.
Yeah.
Yes. They need to go to some of our finest theatres.
They're going to be at theatres like the Athenaeum Theatre in
Melbourne. Some Shakespearean characters.
There were some packages, Mick, that were $99. People were going to spend $99 to see these people on
stage. Did you
get
to tip a glass of red wine on them or something?
That's probably...
If you could glass one of them, I'd pay my $99.
Yeah. Audience involvement.
Did the psychologists get to go as well?
Anyway, so what I did was I looked up who was presenting it. It was called DRW.
Tried to book a ticket.
No.
That's what you did.
No, I'm doing my research as a journalist for this show. I went to DRW Entertainment to see if there was any, you know, statements about it. You go to the page and it says, oops, that page can't be found. Look. It's shut down. Everything's shut down.
Nothing.
What's going on?
Do you reckon there's legal action? Do you reckon Nine have gotten involved?
I think Cyrell is on the warpath. Cyclone Cyrell's really angry. She hasn't got another outlet. Gee, wouldn't that be wonderful just to hear the dulcet tones of Cyrell having a bit of a scream on stage?
I'd love to go and see them. There'd be a flutter of programs as Cyrell walks out to the main stage. Bravo, everybody, bravo.
Excellent
flowers
work.
At the end. There'll be three curtain calls. And aren't they just wonderful?
Mm.
Hey, can we get on to Thor?
Yes, we can, with pleasure.
So Hemsworth has done
Chris,
again.
Come
he's,
on, Chris.
He's Christopher.
Yeah.
Has
he's
trying
done
to make
again.
Us all look bad. Mm. So he's already, he's got the best rig in the world. He's got a super pad up there in Byron.
Extremely
he's
hot
He's got
wife.
A hot wife.
Yeah.
He's got kids who he takes surfing
it's
every
the whole
morning.
Package,
yeah, you know? Everyone loves him. He's no one. You know, you never hear a bad thing about the guy.
No.
And then this happens.
Okay, so he's been really busy filming around the world and promoting Endgame because he's in that.
Righto.
So he turns up to...
He's got the biggest picture in the world at the moment,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah. He turns up to the Byron Bay Public School with his wife, Elsa, and they're on canteen duty, like any parent should do. But I'm guessing he doesn't do it a lot.
No, that's
he's been travelling a
that's
lot.
That's a good place for her with her tuck shop arms.
Yeah, I wish I had tuck shop arms like hers.
Yeah.
The Byron Bay locals went along and they were busy just helping out in the canteen. When the school went into lockdown... Because there was a stabbing and a teacher had been stabbed by a woman with a pair of scissors. And
right.
There was big drama. And
so
of course,
what happens?
Well, he stepped in.
Thor.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he stepped in to save the day, but he happened
said
to be there.
Said he stepped in and saved the day.
Well, it
Read
says
out
that.
What it says. He saved the day. Thor.
Mm.
But I don't get that he saved her. I think he happened to be there at the same time.
What are you doing, Jane?
No, it says police allege a 31-year-old woman stabbed a year four teacher with a pair of scissors.
Then a very large man with a hammer came
walks in and perhaps Thor. it all stops from there.
Hang on. Thor was in the tuck shop.
Yeah.
That must be why he's so fat.
Yeah, that's right.
I beg your pardon.
Just, saying,
just ignore that, everybody.
Just, saying, if Thor's
just ignore it. No, you don't say that.
Hypothetically.
You know you don't say
that. Hypothetically.
You're allowed to say things like that.
Thor's a...
You're not.
Kid,
hey.
Little. Little
let's get ready.
A little muffin top.
Listen, you little, better. I think you zip it now.
A little porch. Dip, little porch dip, over dip, the veranda.
Dip, a little chubs.
A little dip it. 3 inches of.
Yeah.
Stop now.
Poking over the blue lycra.
Stop. Guess what?
What?
Rob Thomas is going to play for us after this.
After
Stand by,
this?
Everyone.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
2 decades of hits, 3 Grammys, 80 million albums, and 10 tours of Australia tells us we love Rob Thomas. His new album, Chiptooth Smile, tells us he's embracing his age.
I'm not afraid of getting older.
Really wanting to do it, looking forward to doing it, wanting to see what the future is going to hold for as long as you can.
And his Instagram tells us that we're lucky he's here, given how adorable the puppy is he left behind.
Daddy, where are you? I know. Tell Daddy how you feel. I think you said it all.
Performing the Matchbox 20 classic 3 AM, please welcome Rob Thomas.
She said it's cold outside, and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. She said it's all gonna end and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, but her voice is strained, and she says, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. And she says, baby, and I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes, but the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it now. Right now. She's got a little bit of something, God, it's better than nothing. And in her color portrait world, she believes that she's got it all going on. She swears the moon don't hang as quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams until her voice is strained, and she says, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, and I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes, but the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. God help me, I believe it. And she believes her life is made up of all that she's used to. And the clock on her wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. But outside, it stopped raining. And she says, baby, if it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Man, when she says, baby, and I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
Thanks, guys. Rob Thomas, live on Kennedy Malloy. Right. That was the classic Matchbox 20 hit, 3 a.m.
How about that?
By the way, Rob Thomas's brand new album, Chiptooth Smile, is out, includes the song Love It, and some tours coming too. So all around Australia, Canberra, we're talking the Yarra Valley, Sydney, Hunter Valley, Queensland, Melbourne, yes. Perth in November. Check kennedymalloy.com.au for ticket details on all that. But it's fantastic to have in studio joining us right now, the legend. Berry, Rob Thomas on Kerry. Hello, Rob. Welcome, mate.
Thank you guys for having me in.
Hey, man, that was just bloody insane.
You have an incredible, nice group of people around here.
Well, thank you.
They're just letting us take over everything. We're playing darts. We had a dance party over there a second ago.
I saw that just before. A great version. Look, not how I would have done it. But I think you've brought some charm.
But that's why I'm rich.
How are you? Good? Have we absolutely bled you dry today? I think you've played on about four or five different shows.
You guys have been really good to me. You guys have been good to me for the last 20 years, so yeah, I really do appreciate it.
Well, it has been 20 years, and we're live right now out to the whole of Australia.
So don't say...
We got a dump button, that's all right. But there's so many places that you've probably been that I haven't been, or Mick hasn't been. You've been bloody everywhere in this country, haven't you?
Sure, I mean, we've played like Toowoomba and Wollongong. And,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, shout out to everyone listening to on those stations.
The gong, we call it, the gong.
Mm. And the gong,
hello to everyone at the gong, totally. That's great. And when are you coming back?
So the tour starts, I think the first date is in Canberra on November 8th.
Yeah.
And then we'll be here for like the most of that month.
Have you noticed Jane's made a bit of an effort today?
Can I have one of these gummies?
You've got a tray of lollies and some flowers have been bought. Jane, I think...
That's not a normal thing?
No, it's not. This has never happened before.
Shut up,
so
it is normal.
It looks more like a date than an interview. Could we turn the lights down just in touch for Jane?
What are you doing later?
Don't muck around with stuff like that, babe.
You'll need a can of capsicum spray, Rob Thomas.
I do come with a bit of baggage. I've got five kids, so...
Just there it is. Saying. It's out there.
So I know you do it.
Yeah, well, hey, don't get me too hot. I have to tell you.
They're all in the car out the front, by the way. They're very young.
I'll tell you why I love you too. I'll tell you why I love you. Because you love animals, you love dogs. And I did want to bring this up because one of the most beautiful songs that I know that you've written is Little Wonders about...
it was about Tyler, my dog, that passed away. Yeah.
So now I have to control myself when I talk about this because I cry... I actually cry a lot on this show.
We have a segment called Make Jane Cry. And we tell stories about animals in distress and she bursts into
tears.
That
sounds like the most horrible fun ever.
And they put really sad theme music underneath as well when people are telling their story.
The best story was a guy was driving down the road and he saw a mother like duckling with three little ducklings.
Then when he drove
back the next day, the mother wasn't there and the kids were just wandering around on their own. Jane's gone, boom, bang.
I just want to hear a little bit.
If it makes you feel better, they're probably dead now.
Oh, hang on, Rob. Come on, I thought you were a sensitive new age guy.
I am.
I'll be in a bucket of Kentucky somewhere.
Can we hear a little bit of Little Wonders? Do you mind just someone who... That is a beautiful song. Now, I love the fact that you wrote that about your dog, and you've had a lot of dogs, haven't you, over the years, and they're rescues. Yes. Well,
makes me wonder what's happening to them all.
What's in my water?
I'm not implying
anything. That was about Tyler when he was still alive, actually. It was just because I thought that he had a moment where I was upset about it. I was upset in a moment that I was on stage and, you know, felt like a big rock star. And then as soon as I got off, it was raining and I was on the bus and then I had to walk him, you know. And so like one second I feel like I'm 9 feet tall and the next second I'm in the rain waiting for my dog to poop. Which, by the way, is the only time that you're happy to see poop ever. And so, but then
it's a reality check.
And he looked up at me so unbelievably happy that I kind of realized that was a moment that I was missing, and he got it and I didn't get it. Yeah, it was like one time where he was way smarter than I was.
There you go.
Very good. Look forward to the concert. Thank you for swinging by.
And thanks for playing for us live. I mean, when you hear that back, do you ever hear that? Will you listen? Because it was perfect.
No, I don't listen. I never listen to myself or watch myself.
But you know the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
You've heard it a couple of times.
Yeah, I've got it down. I hear it in my sleep.
And also we have to thank your guitarist. Is that Matt
Beck?
Matt Beck. Oh, my God.
He's the only guy that plays with me and with Matchbox 20. He's like my music director over here.
You know what? Did you have a support act? Because Jane has a band. It's very much like similar to that setup there.
Guitar,
it's a couple of guitars. It's called Highly Strung. Don't laugh. It's called Highly Strung.
We haven't played for many years, Rob.
It's your band.
Yeah. Well, it's band. We haven't played for a
little. Are we playing Make Jane Cry right now?
Yeah, you are about to make me cry. My false eyelashes are about to go everywhere.
Well, just think about it, all right? And I'm prepared to jump in if you need cowbell.
It's called the Chiptooth Tour. We want you all to go and see. We're going to come and see you without.
Hey, good on you, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for swinging by, mate.
Andy Lee next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go. This one promises to be a little beauty. We're going to take some calls and take some tweets. We've got a few stories I want to get through. Millennials.
Yes, they're not having a lot of sex. Oh. And yeah, I've got a great reason why.
Well, all right, well, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yes.
I might have a couple myself.
Really?
Many more stories to talk about in that department.
Great.
Can we play some more Pauline Hanson?
I think we need to, because it's going to be good for her in the end. She just needs to get it. It's all over her system now.
Jeez.
We'll have all the cracks at it today, and then we won't ever play it again
until
Friday.
It's unhinged. It's mad. It's psychotic.
Oh, it's exhausting.
All right,
that's what it is.
But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Andy Lee has been very busy documenting all the wedgies in Ricky Gervais's Netflix series.
Here he comes, bends over, T-shirt included in wedgie. There it is.
He's also been busy as the new third member of a well-known Aussie girl group.
Hey, I'm Lisa.
I'm Jess.
I'm Andy. Sorry. Let me be a part of it.
Sorry, Ben.
And does he want to get busy with Sophie Monk?
Will you find love tonight?
Are you hitting on me?
Well, if my girlfriend's watching, I am definitely not
hitting. If my boyfriend's watching, I think he is.
You can decide that for yourself as Talking About Your Generation returns to our screens tonight at 7:30. Please welcome back Andy Lee.
The big fella, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Lovely to be here, guys.
It's been a while since we've seen you.
Oh, it's been a while.
How long has it been?
Well, it's been since a certain bet was laid.
Oh, have you got that grab
God.
There?
God.
The loser has to eat one pube of the other man.
Did you run this by anyone?
No.
I want silver service. Yes. I want my new in here to present it.
Could be the first act of Australia's Got Talent. The news just got added.
Pass me the scissors.
There's his first gig.
Pass me the scissors.
Can you remind me what the bet was for again?
The bet was Carlton Richmond, and we got close, and I reckon you were nervous.
Can you not touch your...
Mick's got his hand down his pants
doing?
Right
Mick,
now.
Mick,
right. I'm getting entree.
Oh, are you about to go oink?
That's grey too.
Yoink.
You did not.
Well,
I'm not looking. I am seriously...
Can we get like some Jats crackers or... Can we get something for the studio that's going to take the edge?
What a perfect pun. We have the Jets crackers in here. Yes, and also
Jane
a Savoy.
Jane has turned her chair away.
She has.
I might get a cup of tea at this point.
She wasn't doing that when Rob Thomas was
here. Well, he wasn't pulling a pube out of his pants, was he?
If he was, would you have turned or was it?
No, I would not. Wouldn't have been polite.
Yes.
No, it was a rush of blood at the time.
Well, we'll get on to it. Yeah, I'll order these. I don't have time to prepare one now. So
people have asked me about it, and people ask me in the street about it. And there's Mick Malloy followers, obviously Kennedy Malloy followers, and they've said, "Where is it at?" And I said, "Look, I've done what any sensible man would do, and I've gone to ground. I've hidden. I've put my head in the sand. I've waited for Mick to bring it up. And look, I knew coming back on this show today was going to be dangerous.
I'll tell you what, I'll just pop one in your soup. Like next time you're having a gazpacho.
What about in your water? Exactly. When you least expect it, and then you won't know.
That's a great idea. Like a parent trying to trick a kid into having medicine.
That's right.
Mix it through my bolognese.
That's right. I'll do it like that.
Crush it.
Or I'll feed it to you like a grape. We'll work something out. Speaking of which, down there, are you still in the wars?
Down south with you, you had
a big barnacle on your
talked about the abscess. There's been, unfortunately, a follow-up to the abscess.
Mm.
The medical term is a fistula. Do you know what that is?
Ooh, it sounds
Hang on,
great.
I know what it. I no, know what heavy, that is in women.
No, it's a heavy metal band.
It's not great.
Fistula.
It feels like we're talking about a lot of things medical these days when I come on, but unfortunately, there's an abnormal tunnel from the inside to the outside.
Are you about to say the word urethra?
No, not urethra. So it's not. Oh. It's not the, in the
can
front.
Can you dump
end.
That,
it's,
please, Dave?
Yeah, that's
can you dump
word.
That?
I think we can put that word to air, Jane.
I've had urethra problems at the moment. I ruptured mine.
Jeez.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I knackered myself.
Do we want to hear this on
air?
Just
a bit of wear and tear down out the back.
On a BMX bike, I knackered myself.
Oh, you did? Nice. Okay, how old were you when you did this?
12, but there was 15 years of scar tissue buildup. And then it eventually just... It was like I had a water-saving nozzle on the thing. It cut off all power. Anyway, what's happened now is I now have
Fistula.
Yeah, in my bottom, my derriere, you obviously have your normal exit route.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I've got another abnormal tunnel. So I'm like CityLink. My mates are telling me CityLink. I go both ways now. You can travel both.
If she's got a tradesman's entrance.
Inward and outbound. Yeah. So they're sorting that out tomorrow afternoon.
And what is that? Do people have to pay to use it?
Tomorrow. I'm 4 o'clock tomorrow is the next procedure.
Can we come to that?
We should broadcast live.
Do you get put under? I hope, of course, you do.
Tomorrow I don't get put under. The last one I did.
You know those surgeries where they've got the glass and you can sit there with a large Coke and a large chop top?
It's like an episode of ER.
Yeah. All welcome.
Any is that
a secret password? We'll give out a secret password throughout the breakfast show, and then people can ring in.
Lucky listeners, we'll park the Black Thunders out the front of the hospital. This will be great.
Have you ever questioned why you have so many issues down below? Is there something you did as a smaller child
That was just live on getting the edge? I think it was this one is unexplained. The old it's the abscess.
Who should go on the embarrassing bodies?
Oh, yeah,
you could be.
You would be
the host of it.
Great candidate.
I did have a dream about that you had another issue, I think.
Oh. How'd it work out for me?
I think it'll be all good.
Where was it?
Where was this issue?
Where was this issue?
It was a down below issue.
So you were dreaming about Andy's butt. Is that what you're doing? Living the life. Look at her. She's blushing.
Channel 9's here and they're going, I'm glad that we've got him in here to talk about your generation. We've started like this.
Have been talking about it. We will continue to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
Talk about your love affair with Miss Monk.
No.
Is that happening?
Taken out of context. What? People who had to see that.
I don't think so. I think clear as a bell.
No.
There's something going on. There's chemistry. Yeah. Sparks flying.
I've heard a few things.
I heard a rumour. I don't like to repeat them, but something happened.
Let's go to a song. We'll come back. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
You're nice friends.
And then I've got a game for you guys.
Oh, great.
I've got a pube.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, Talking About Your Generation is back and it premieres tonight, 7:30 on 9 and 9 now.
Andy Watch out for those millennials. Yeah, I don't trust them. Never liked them.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Andy Lee is in studio, by the way, on the TV tonight, 7:30 on 9. Check out Talking About Your Generation. It's back and it premieres with our great mate Andy Lee in studio.
And the Veronicas. I've got the Veronicas on with me tonight. Wow.
You have, and also Robin Butler is great. Lawrence Boxall is the Gen Z.
What about these millennials? What are they like? Do you talk to them off air or do you just brush them?
Oh, they're so deep in their phones, mate. If I've got to try and ask Lawrence a question, I've got to DM him on Instagram.
This came across my desk today. Millennials aren't having any sex, or they're having way less sex, and they're likening it to the concept of relationships and risk, risk associations. So they're saying, because they're risk averse, so they don't buy houses, they don't buy cars.
They're pussies, basically.
Right.
And they're saying relationships entail risk. Mm-hmm. And if you're risk averse, it's better to dodge it.
Yep.
I don't know who came up with a template for that. But you can't get hurt. You can't expose yourself to damage.
So it's better to stay in, watch TV, and look at your phone.
Hey, Mick, I was that young, I wasn't getting any sex. But it certainly wasn't my choice.
I was getting sex. There was just no one else involved. Hey, I've got an idea why millennials aren't having sex.
Why?
Are they still living at home?
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it.
No, I ran into someone the other day.
Oh, here we go.
Boyfriends, girlfriends, they were like, come on board. Sleepovers are happening in year 11,
We used to have a rule
12.
At my house. Yeah. My parents what used to say, if you bring someone home, leave their shoes outside your door so we know someone's in there.
So what? Yeah. We don't burst in and all jump into bed together and have a cuddle.
Would have been lots of moccasins out the front of my door.
But what year does that start for people?
Who are you? You're Gen Y.
I'm Gen Y,
Gen Y. It's getting on now.
Yeah, Gen
Y. Have you achieved anything in your life? How do you feel like you're going? Is it time to... You're on the verge of some kind of crisis?
That's a classic baby boomer comment.
I'm not a baby boomer. I'm Gen X. How dare you?
Look, I knew you'd try and defend that.
How dare you?
He gets very uppity about it.
We were like an ice barge for Gen Y. You would have been nothing if not for our heavy lifting.
We'd
push hard up against the coal face of baby.
I start the episode tonight with a question that I've to the Veronicas, which I just was so intrigued to see how it went. It went very poorly. But I asked.
What did you ask?
I'll tune in now.
Yeah,
see, just for that.
Yeah. I said, guys, who's the lead singer?
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah, I know why that would go down
have
badly.
Have you seen a cat fight like that?
Wow. They both
identical twins.
What's great about the Veronicas is they are so open with
they're lippy,
but also they just forget they're on telly and just go at each other. And they're both explaining why they're the lead singer. Which
well, that is reason to tune in. Good luck with that. Now, you've just got back from LA.
You got back this morning. Oh. And I wanted to play a game with you guys.
Yeah.
Far away.
We could get people involved if they want to.
We will. Yeah. 1-2-3-5-3.
Do we have any prizes, do we, Dave?
We have prizes, indeed we do. We've got Kennedy Malloy prize packs ready to go. We've got a John Wick prize pack as well, including a $500 sports adventure pack.
You will have all heard...
What's the jaunty music?
It's my music.
Sorry, it's my music for my games.
Yeah.
You just thought
I'd strips off him.
You were. I could see the look in your eye.
It's my game show voice.
All right, here we go.
Mickey, it's my game show voice.
What have you got?
We've all heard of Who Am I?
Who Am I? Yes.
This game is Who Did I See in LA While I Was There?
Oh, okay, here we go. So,
celebrity spotting.
So what we might
do. Should we get to ask questions or is it?
Mick will be hopeless at this.
I'm going to give you I'm going to give you tiered, you know, clues. Yeah. We'll keep going along to the next one.
Good luck, Mick.
Mick,
I'll be all over this.
Yeah, I think you'll be all over
You've given her the answers, haven't you?
No, I haven't given her the answers.
Don't say that.
Are we going to...
Was it Rob Thomas?
We're going to a break.
We'll go to a break, and then maybe it's Mick versus... Mick and Jane and a listener.
Yes.
They can all go at it.
Can we give one clue to begin with?
I saw three famous people
within
a meter of them, all in the wild. I didn't go on a cine tour.
It's not on
show.
Instagram, is it? So that people can look
at it. Harvey Weinstein.
Haven't spoken about it. I've saved it just for this show.
All
exclusive.
Right. Okay, great.
And, and I'll reveal it for you
Australians?
Guys after this.
The board
male
is
or female?
Full.
All American stars.
The board is full of callers. Yes.
And big stars, Mickey.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I'm not coming in with something.
I'm going to start thinking of something.
Okay, well, 1-3-3-5-3 to get involved with Andy's quiz. We'll do it right after this, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee is in studio. He's brought a game with us as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
And that's my game show music, not the new music for Triple M.
I like it.
Yeah, no, that's
good.
Right.
This game is called Who Did I See while in Los Angeles. Got back this morning.
So you were hobnobbing over there.
No, not
hobnobbing. I know you run with a fast crowd.
Nah.
I think this is random, Andy's saying. These are random sightings. Could be like any normal person, not a huge star like Andy Lee.
So it's Mick versus Jane versus who's up first?
We've got Mark.
Mark, how are you, Mark?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You want to have a crack already, do you, Mark? Who do you think it is?
I reckon Hemsworth. They're in just about everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Is
but
it a Hemsworth?
It's not an Australian. I'll still keep you in the game, Mark. But from now on, if you have a guess,
you're out.
It's an American.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Yep, let's go.
Who did I see? I saw a guy that was probably the biggest child movie star in the mid-1980s.
Macaulay Culkin.
1980s.
Idiot.
Don't look at me like that and don't call me an idiot.
Okay. Jane, I'm going to have to say you're out.
Corey Feldman.
Oh, he's got it!
No!
Oh, Mickey!
He hasn't.
Mickey, you've stolen Mark's thunder.
Oh,
well done. That's a very good
guess. You predicted that too.
Cop that. Cop that, Mark.
Thanks, Mick.
He obviously Gremlins, Goonies, then Stand By Me three consecutive
years. Where did you see Corey?
I saw him out to dinner at a restaurant called Craig's.
It's very hard to get into Craig's.
He came in with the biggest security guard, and he looks quite weird these days. Mickey dresses a bit like Michael Jackson. He's got long, and he's got
he did
long.
Have a run in with Michael Jackson at some stage. Yeah.
Did he? Right.
I don't think he's ever been normal.
No.
Hello, if you're listening, Corey.
Big Kennedy Malloy fan.
Was he Teen Wolf?
Often gets the podcast. No, he wasn't Teen Wolf. It was Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, but he was in it, I think.
Was he? I could have.
It was one of the Corys.
There's two Corys.
Yeah.
There's five
Corys. It's Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Two Corys.
All right. Okay, good for you, Mick Malloy.
Move on from Mark.
Well, that's all we've got time for.
We've got Brett.
Brett.
Yep. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Brett, what kind of stuff are you into, Brett? What's your hobby?
I like my sport, but I like going to the movies.
All right.
Okay.
You sound like a fascinating character.
I would lean on the movies more than the sport, Brett.
Okay.
This is another movie star.
Who did I see?
All right.
I saw someone who is an actor, but is also the daughter of two other actors.
Oh, I know. It's
So did Brett have a go? Brett?
Miley Cyrus?
Unfortunately, you are out. I'm not sure if Billy Ray was the best actor of all time.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Hey,
so it's down
Kate.
Get the next clue. Get the next clue. I saw
Don't
someone.
Put your hand up to me.
It's the same person. But if she was wearing headphones in the store, I saw her, she would be listening to Coldplay.
Oh, I would underwrite it.
I got it before you. No,
we both haven't got it.
Oh,
so Brett's back in.
Apple. Oh, no, I'm not. That's.
Okay, you're all three back in.
Oh. Brett, you're still in.
Yeah. Okay.
Sadly.
You're back in.
Okay.
I saw a good theme with the Gwyneth Paltrow, but a newer version of that for Chris. I saw a girl from a huge book, and I doubt Mick has seen the book nor read the book. Seen the book or the film or read the book.
It's Melanie Griffith's daughter.
That's correct.
And her name is...
I'm going to give it to you because it's okay, such a hard one. I didn't even recognise her. Yeah, I was a metre away from her. Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson.
Oh, right.
Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's
That's
daughter.
That's the worst quiz question ever.
No, it's brilliant.
Ever.
Look.
And it was from...
The millennials would have been yelling out. Mickey, because I didn't actually even recognise her and I was a metre away.
No. Get off, Brett.
Big star.
And she's now going out with Chris Martin.
I think they're engaged.
They're engaged.
You don't get a bonus point.
I do.
Okay.
It's interesting.
You don't.
The last
I'm entertaining
people. Who's the final person playing?
Adam.
Adam,
hi,
welcome.
Adam.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, good.
Adam, we've got
good
a prize
Adam.
Pack for you.
Yes.
Obviously, if Eddie McGuire was here, he'd say, what are you going to do with the money? I'll say, what are you going to do with the prize pack?
Which includes a $500 adventure voucher, by the way.
Oh.
What'd you say, Adam?
I'll have to put it towards world peace in some way, shape or form.
Yeah, world peace.
Oh, lovely. Right, okay. Who did I see? I saw a guy that didn't smile at me as he walked
Russell Crowe.
Which didn't surprise me because he's more famous for doing weird art pieces than he is for doing movies these days.
Oh, I know.
You can say it, can't
go,
you?
Go, Dave. Go over the top.
Jim Carrey?
No.
I would have said Jim Carrey.
He's in the new Sonic the Hedgehog film.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. Great artist.
Professional.
I saw a guy, same guy, that had been recently directed by Oliver Stone in the sequel to a film that Michael Douglas made famous about corporate greed.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Oh,
nope.
You're still with us, Adam.
I can't get a word in edgeways.
Okay, another clue.
Adam's complaining he can't get a word in edgeways.
Okay, Adam, this
sorry,
is just
Adam,
for
you. Sorry, Adam, you
want to have a guess? It's for you. I saw a guy that had clothes on and wasn't watching his own films, which is a bit weird for him to do. Ring a bell?
No.
My first name.
Marshy wants to have a go.
Oh, Chris Marsh from outside.
Okay.
The music genius, the production fellow.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's got it!
Yes! Oh.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, man.
He died 10 years ago.
That's amazing. Where did you see Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf was walking into my hotel as I was walking out, and I smiled, and he looked at me and just winced like I gave him an instant headache.
I thought he might have gone like this.
Just with a smile.
One of those slow claps.
Yeah, might be a weird dude, but he never had to eat a pube.
What a way to wrap up seeing you.
Good
Andy
on you,
Lee.
Mate. Thanks
Thank
for
you
swinging
guys.
By the show tonight, talking about your generation. What time?
7:30. The questions are much more better than my quiz, I guarantee.
I'm into your quiz, Andy. Yeah, Don't worry about that.
And Sean McAuliffe at the helm.
Who else is on?
Obviously, Robin Butler.
Robin Butler.
Sean McAuliffe.
Lots of celebrity guests.
The Veronicas.
The Veronicas.
And Gary Rice, who's a... an amazing young actress that people may have seen before, but you might recognise her, but she's an upcoming star. I think she's like 18, 19. Amazing.
All right. Mm. Run into her in LA, did you?
No. No, she moves in better circles than me, mate.
All right,
she
buddy.
Does.
Andy Lee. Right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Congratulations also with Andy's quiz. We had Adam call through. He's got tickets to go see John Wick. Oh, why do I say whip all the time?
I don't know.
Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. It's the third installment of the adrenaline-fueled franchise in cinemas May 16, and he's got a $500 adventure sports
voucher. Just a warning for those who don't know, Keanu Reeves is in that, so just lower your sights. Hey, lower your sights.
Don't be stupid. I thought we were going to give it... Well, there's a spoiler alert.
Mm.
What do you mean? I think John Wick, isn't he?
Yeah. I was just saying another movie's out and there's going to be more drama with, don't tell me what's happening in the John Wick
come
film.
On, we'll lighten up everyone.
Mm. Everyone
including
has to
you,
lighten
Thor.
Up.
He needs to lighten up.
What for?
Thor.
Thor. Fat as a house.
I'm not dwelling on that. I've got this. This is a great story. I love this story.
Hang on, whoa.
Don't
just launch into it.
Oh, you're right.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Mick and Jane Gone Wild.
Yeah. I was getting ahead of myself. Jeez. Sorry. I was just so excited.
You're still coming down after Rob Thomas, aren't you? You're sitting there. You've got your flowers. The Chanel bag's out. I didn't even clock that
Gucci.
Before.
Oh, pass.
Wow.
Pardon me.
Jeez. I win a competition. It's a Gucci bag. Just a few pieces of candy. I wanted to make the place nice.
Yeah. Your false eyelashes.
My false eyelashes.
False eyelashes.
Getting in my eyes. I'm going to have to pick some off. You don't mind if I do that while we're on the edge.
Jeez.
I'm really hurting me.
Okay, so we've got a couple of stories. This is a marine edition. This is our of Gone Wild. We're going to the sea.
We are. This is fascinating.
What's fascinating?
Fishermen off Norway's northern coast couldn't believe what they saw. Hmm. A spotted beluga whale. No, it wasn't spotted. They spotted a beluga whale. It didn't.
It's a beluga whale. Yeah, I'm sure.
They spotted a beluga whale, and it was wearing a harness, similar to like what you would wear if you were had a GoPro.
Yeah.
So it had, you know, the full attachment. This is what they think the backstory is, because this is why it's so interesting. They think it's a spy. And this is not far-fetched, because in the past, Russians have used dolphins and whales to spy on other sea craft. Because they're so clever. You know whales are clever. Geez. Don't laugh at me. It's true. This is... I know you think it's far-fetched. First of all...
It's a spy whale.
It's a spy whale, and it's clearly trained because it keeps coming up to the boat. And basically, it's looking. It's trying to indicate with its whale fin, get this rig off me. And they've looked at
Who's it spying on?
The Norwegians.
Well, what? Jeez, right. We'll work out how to make some stylish furniture.
you don't know the whole Russian Finland. No, there's a big Russian.
Oh, you're across geopolitics in that.
Well, I'm part Finnish, so I know the whole.
You could be spying.
Wow. I am.
Are you part Finnish? Explain that to me.
I am part Finnish.
Are you?
Yes, on my mother's
side. Kennedy doesn't sound Finnish, though.
Oh, wow. Let's just think about whether there's any maiden names in my family. Anderson is a maiden name of my grandmother.
Like
Denny. And her father was from a small town in Finland. So I'm part Finnish.
How small?
Tiny.
What's the name of it?
Well, it depends if you use the Finn version or the Swedish version.
Well, what are you? Are you Swedish or are you Finnish?
Well, strangely enough, Mick, in this town, it's the only Swedish-speaking small township in Norway. Anyway, let's get back to this spy.
Have you been there?
No, but I'd like to go.
Yeah.
I think we should do a show from there.
Why don't we? It's on the east coast. No, it's on the west coast.
What's the name of the town?
Okay, we'll have to find it first.
Yeah, we'll get the plug.
So what's your point? You know everything about about this.
They know that the actual, it says equipment of Russia. Equipment St. Petersburg. It says on the clickety thing on the harness. So they know it's Russian.
Return to Boris.
Yeah,
that's right. It's quite clear they've said that this...
Well, they've strapped up a whale and sent it to Finland.
Norway.
With a GoPro.
Because around the boats.
What's it going to get?
Well, they want to check out the technology they're using in submarines or in their naval command.
If it was a Barbie boat or something and you wanted to see...
No, what I love is the fish is so tame. Look, it's putting its head up at the water. It's so beautiful. It's white.
Mm.
It's pristine. It's clever. And it's going, hey, I'll come be on your side.
I wouldn't go with a whale or a dolphin.
Mm. Why?
I'd probably go with a dugong. Yes. I would have a spy dugong.
That would make utter sense.
Yeah.
Would have a dugong. Maybe a halibut.
A halibut. That's more fishy.
Yeah, but
a dugong makes sense because it's big, a little
Yeah, but the fish
similar.
Is a sneak attack.
Oh, really?
In you go.
Oh, wow. They do train dolphins.
Is a kipper too small?
I've never seen a kipper swim. So. I've only had one for breakfast.
You put it in a school. Like, so if there's 10 million kippers and then one of them's a spy.
Okay.
Sorry to anybody who thinks we know anything about marine biology.
Yeah. What about a wombat? What about a spy?
Pretty slow.
What's the wombat of the sea?
A stealth wombat.
I'd say that's a dugong.
A groper. But it's a dugong. We got time. I want to do one.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, can I do one?
Yeah.
We'll come back and do it. We'll come back and do it because it's big.
You've lost
it. No, I haven't, Jane.
Oh, well. Right.
It's about jellyfish. They reckon they've found an antidote.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll come back with that. Mick and Jane Gone Wild.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Great show today. You missed Rob Thomas earlier. Grab the podcast, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Finland's owned.
Yes.
Jane Kennedy.
The township is Napio, and it's in the...
Napio Valley.
Napio. Vasio is the region in Finland on the west coast. It's the biggest tomato-growing region in Europe.
Really?
Yes.
Truss. Roma.
You name it.
Yep.
This sounds like out of maps when they go, cheese, I love all cheese. I love olives too. Oh, yeah, olives. Pips, no pips.
I'm a Black Irish prince.
Yes, we've heard that before.
Well, it's true.
Yes, Malloy. Is that what Malloy means?
No, the Black Irish, didn't you say, when the Spanish invaded Ireland and we were like conquistadors. Mm.
Or was it when the Spanish raped and pillaged? And,
oh, there was
and,
a bit of that. Yeah. We took all their women, ate all their potatoes.
I think my wife's great-great-great-great-grandfather is the father of medicine. Thomas Sydenham, okay. His name was.
Boring. I
anyway, it, back to raping medicine. And pillaging because okay. That was more interesting.
Hey, can we get back to it's...
marine life world.
Yes.
Well, it's
Mick you're into it.
Yeah. So listen to this. This is an amazing story here. Okay.
You've literally got a newspaper. You're old school.
Listen.
God bless you.
Scientists believe they have found an antidote to the deadly sting of a creature described as the most venomous on Earth. The Australian box jellyfish.
Ooh.
Australian researchers are studying how the jellyfish... I can't remember the Latin. What was it? Oh, yeah. Oh. Cunis fliceri, that's it. inflicts its pain when they discover...
It's draining, isn't it?
...how the venom kills. Now...
But how? What is the weather found out? How do you fix it? It's not vinegar? It, no, what is it?
This is what I'm talking about.
Do you wee on it?
This one exists. It's urine.
Yeah.
But this has not been effective.
Oh, come on,
it's not effective.
Jane.
It doesn't help. Either does vinegar. It just still hurts.
Paul Hester told a very good story when he was up at the Gold Coast. He got bitten by a jellyfish.
Yeah.
So he ran up to the life-saving pole where they have vinegar. Right. And he's really stung, but he's used all the vinegar in the bottle. So the little boy ran up crying and he'd been bitten on the leg by a jellyfish. And he had no vinegar. So Paul Hester's peed on his leg. And he's standing there in the middle of the beach. And everyone's going, is that the drummer from Crowded House taking a whiz on a young boy?
That can't be right.
Hey,
wow.
That's it. The healing properties of urine are incredible.
There's no mention of urine in your story here. Mm. What have they discovered that's different?
But how does it beat urine?
What is it?
I don't know.
I'm fascinated.
Well, it'll be something like Aspro.
Well, read the story.
I can't be bothered.
Oh, come on. It's the story on Gone Wild.
I'm really hot and bothered now. I really need to find out what's happening.
University of Sydney pain researcher, blah, blah. Greg Neely, whatever.
You say I'm bad at doing my research for stories.
A single sting of the jellyfish can cause scarring on the skin, excruciating pain.
Sir Fred. We know this bit.
Okay, well, the 60 Australians have died. What about that?
Heard that.
The researchers have identified an existing medicine.
What?
Metamucil.
Metamucil?
No, it's not Metamucil. Jane, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to find out.
Chicken fat. Is it chicken fat?
Please, God, tell me what it is.
I don't know.
We'll go to a song and then we'll do our research.
I don't know. They're making
me
with some test tubes. Okay. Something to block tissue scarring. I don't know. What am I supposed to have all the answers?
Well, why did you read this?
Because to let you know there's a cure. I don't know. Well, who do you want me to get the pie chart out, do you, and show you how it's made?
Could
some test tubes to the studio.
A conclusion to your story would have been nice.
Yeah,
but, you
know, I agree.
A bit lippy today, Dave, to be honest. A bit lippy.
All right.
I'm pulling out my eyelashes. Like, that was... It's more interesting.
That was a very comprehensive.
Yeah, you're right. It was. Mick and Jane gone.
So relax, everyone. There's an antidote, a jellyfish antidote. Oh,
thanks, Dr. Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado.
Oh, mate, did I tell you? Well, we went and had a look at one yesterday.
Did you?
After Australia. So we had some the good people from HSV Chevrolet
great bunch.
Come in and have a chat. And we all had a drink
platter.
Together.
They had
a cheese platter. It was lovely.
It was lovely, yes.
They said, come with us. Right. You may as well have a look at this thing.
I was not expecting what
prepared.
I saw.
It is a beast.
Really?
It is a behemoth. It is.
Looks big in the photos.
Well, it makes other trucks look
stupid. I didn't realise it until we saw it. I like it, the back of it
the
comes
Americans.
Up to my head.
Mm. They do big, the good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just incredible. Right. I've never seen anything like it.
So they've taken over. They've got this HSV is theirs now, Chevrolet.
If you have the past ever been a fan of the HSV, back, baby. And it's got a Chevy. It's got a Chevy engine in it. And it's the Americans do big good.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
This thing.
This can tow a house, I'm saying. The towing power is enormous.
This could tow your hair and makeup.
Oh, wow. How dare you. Well, it could. It could tow you in the back. And my hair and makeup, and the horse float, etc.
You can have a horse float with a horse in it.
You could have a Winnebago, basically. Winnebago is self-driving. Yeah. You could tow a Winnebago as well.
We could have pushed your car home with no petrol in it.
And the gets in the back.
With a Silverado.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Me too.
It is unbelievable.
It's 5.89 tonnes. Now, not many vehicles have that capacity.
The others are getting a little bit of, small man?
FOMO?
The other utes are getting a little pissy,
Tomo.
I think.
It's good
that
looking.
If you had to fill that tray, it would be like filling a pool.
Yeah. Mm.
In fact, we could put a pool bar in the back of the Silverado and you could drive us around, Dave, while we sit in the back. In a pool bar.
I'll drive you then.
Yep. But it's very luxurious inside. I sat inside. It was very, really? It suits me. Because, I ooze glamour and luxury. But at the same time, I ooze power and towing capacity.
Yeah.
There you go. I've got everything.
It is the king of the utility vehicle. Get on board,
everyone.
Silverado.
Go and check it out at a dealer.
On.
You won't believe it.
As good as it gets.
All right, well,
we're done, are we?
We are over for the day. Hey, the podcast, I mentioned before, but we had a great show today. Andy Lee, Rob Thomas performed.
Lots of me in there.
Lots of you and Jane.
How are you, okay? Yeah. Are you, Jane?
What I'm good.
Charlie
Pickering tomorrow.
Kennedy Malloy.
You may mock.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.